Small business owners are always passionate about their work, and they have a lot on the line. Let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/smallbusiness. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Strange, isn't it? Well, from the point of view of physics, it will seem a little less strange.
Finding new ways to create new buildings with new technology has been the bread and butter of the leading edge architects since there have been leading edge architects. And today, my friend Nate DeMayo, hey Nate.
Hey Roman.
Has the story of one of those men, a man whose time on the leading edge was brief, but dramatic. Nate is the creator of The Memory Palace, a history podcast that is all about being brief and dramatic. This is the story of visionary daredevil architect Bradford Gilbert.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Bradford Gilbert had spent his career close to the ground. At 23, he took a job as the architect for the New York, Lake Erie, and Western Railroad. It was 1878. As an older man, he would redesign Grand Central Station. But his early 20s saw him designing less grand stations in less central locations, the places you waited to get places where things actually happened. But buy a ticket for Manhattan or St. Louis or Chicago, and you could find other architects building more impressive things. 6- and 8- and 10-story structures, mammoth blocks of stone and brick and wrought iron, made for the kings of the modern American insurance industry, the emperors of imports and exports. John Noble Stearns had made a lot of money importing silk, and he was looking to make a lot more in real estate. He bought some land in a prime location, at 50 Broadway. But there was a problem. The lot was only 21 and a half feet wide. There are rules that dictate what you can build and how. Rules of physics and rules of men who sit on various bureaucratic boards and bodies. And those rules dictated that if Stearns wanted to build one of those 10-story towers that were all the rage in 1888, he would need to build walls of stone and brick that were 5 feet thick, and that left room for an interior that was only 11 feet wide. Slice off a few feet for a hallway, a few for a bathroom, a couple for a coat closet, another for some filing cabinets and an umbrella stand. And he would be asking the quintessential modern titan of American industry to work in a dark cell better suited for a Dark Ages monk. Stearns asked all the best architects for a solution, and they all told him it couldn't be done. Everyone except Bradford Gilbert. The in-house architect for the New York, Lake Erie, and Western Railroad had a theory. Hundreds of tons of cars and cargo were hurtling over tiny train trestles every day. What if he turned one of those bridges on its head? What if he built a bridge up instead of out? He told Stearns that if he did this, the walls wouldn't have to be 5 feet thick. They could be just 9 inches each. And in the 20-foot wide office spaces that would create, the quintessential modern American titan of industry would have room to stretch out his legs, while he made his rent check out to John Noble Stearns. Architects came in from all over the country to watch the tower building rise, to pore over Gilbert's blueprints, and they all pretty much agreed. Gilbert and Stearns were idiots. Stearns begged Gilbert to change the plans, but he refused. He said he was so confident in his design that he would move his offices to the top two floors of the building. If the building blew down, he would have the farthest to fall. The first stiff winds of a hurricane blew into Manhattan on a Sunday morning in 1889. The tower building stood, nearly complete, and people lined the streets to watch it tumble. A man pushed through the crowd and began to climb. When Bradford Gilbert reached the top of his tower, the wind was whipping through its skeleton frame at more than 80 miles an hour. He crawled out to the center of the building and pulled from a bag a rope with a lead weight attached to one end. He tied the other to a girder and tossed the weight down through the open floors below. When he crawled his way back down, he found the lead weight hanging in the air, stock still, held up by a building that wasn't going anywhere. For years after, Gilbert could sit in his penthouse office in the still-standing tower building and stretch out his legs and watch a whole city stretch ever higher, taking his idea and building on it.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Nate DeMeo. I'm your host, Roman Mars. This program is made possible with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects, San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. To find out more and get a link to Nate DeMeo's brilliant Memory Palace podcast, go to 99percentinvisible.org.
Feel like you got enough to do already? I do. That's why I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up with my busy life. They know the snacks I like down to the extra creamy in my peanut butter. I can get deliveries at home, on set, or even when I'm away on vacay. And my personal shopper, Amber, she's got my back. As in, she asks them to check the back if it's not on the shelf. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. If you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. So say you are a podcaster. Squarespace has all the tools you need to create and sell your own online course in podcasting. Start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/invisible.